From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. We can't see aquifers, but these underground water reservoirs make life possible in the West. As we continue our series on Utah's uncertain water future, we explore the consequences of mining groundwater. We begin in Utah's Cedar Valley. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Here at Milepost 80 on I-15 in Iron County, state geologists are inspecting a sinkhole on the right-of-way. They first spotted this jagged crack last year in images from a remote sensing survey.
So this is what they look like.
This fissure, as it's called, runs underneath the highway, and geologists worry that it could grow deep and wide enough someday to damage the interstate.
But yeah, you're right. There could be some displacement going on there. And it looks like the prairie dogs have found it.
Bill Lund is a senior scientist for the Utah Geological Survey. The city of Enoch called his geological hazards team a few years ago to check out what they thought was an earthquake fault not too far from the highway in a new subdivision. Cracks riddled the sidewalks and pavement. Lund knew right away the problem he was looking at was man-made.
Well, what's happening in this particular subdivision is that the aquifer, the groundwater resource in this valley, is being pumped at a greater rate than it's being recharged. And as the water table has dropped and dewatered, the aquifer has started to settle and compact. And that compaction has now made it all the way to the surface. So the ground is cracking and the surface of the valley is settling.
Subsidence like this and fissures like these have ruined roadways, railroads, and neighborhoods throughout the arid West. California, Arizona, and Nevada have spent hundreds of millions of dollars dealing with the damage. Farmers and water companies are pumping so much here in Iron County, the water table is dropping 2 feet a year. Lund says the science is clear. He calls these hazards harbingers.
Ground subsidence and earth fissures have come to Utah. There is no doubt about it.
That development in Enoch that turned Lund's team into fissure detectives looks lonely as a graveyard now. Its one and only house is boarded up, and that makes Jay Eubanks the fissure's surviving victim. He built the house as an investment with his family's savings just months before Lund told the Enoch inspector about the fissure.
The inspector told me about it, and I said, what are you talking about? You haven't seen the sinkhole? No. You haven't seen the fissure where the road's broken up? No.
Eubanks lives outside of Iron County, so it wasn't until he visited the development that he saw the long crack tearing through the road, curbs, and gutters. The subsidence even reversed the sewer line, and the city denied an occupancy permit. By 2012, Eubanks had run out of hope.
I exhausted every avenue I could think of getting the house finished. I had already lost out-of-pocket $108,000, had no savings, credit card was filled up to the limit, and I had no way to continue making payments on the property.
Water mining and overappropriation are not limited to a single person or place in Utah. The state has tens of thousands of water rights files and just one person to enforce them all. Water insiders may praise the state's approach, but some policy changes are already underway, like the 90-year plan to end water mining by farmers in the Escalante Valley west of Cedar City. Water lawyer Jody Williams says overusing groundwater is a statewide problem, not just central Utah's.
I think our state regulators are going to be more watchful because of these subsidence issues in the future, not letting water users pump more water out than can be safely replenished. I mean, that's the safe yield.
The Central Iron County Water Conservancy District is scrambling for solutions to this big and expensive problem. After pulling out of the Lake Powell pipeline a few years ago, it secured rights to Beaver County water. But plans to pipe it into the Cedar Valley face legal and environmental hurdles and a $150 million price tag. Paul Monroe says his challenge as the district's general manager is helping people grasp what's at stake.
I think the big issue here is realizing what kind of harm is being done to the aquifer, and are we willing to pay the price to overcome the deficit and to supply water in the future.
Meanwhile, that Enoch subdivision fissure keeps growing. It's 8 miles long now, and the difference between the crack's edge and the land surface in one spot is nearly 3 feet. For Eubanks, water mining has had personal consequences. The bank took the house, the county took the land, and this LDS bishop faces years of bankruptcy payments. His family used to enjoy being Secret Santa, but now they get holiday gifts from someone else. In the end, Eubanks blames the sinking, cracking ground for leveling his dream.
Because people were taking more water than they were allotted, the fissure has grown. and no one was willing to enforce any laws to stop everyone from taking more water. So the fissure killed everything.
Sprinklers nearby at milepost 80 may be keeping the corn and alfalfa green, but nature can't keep up with the million acre feet of water Utahns pump from the ground each year. That means Utah's drought underground has become far worse than the dry landscape we can see, and there's no end in sight. Judy Face, KUER News.
Support for KUER and KUED's series, Utah's Uncertain Water Future, comes from the George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Foundation and the Nature Conservancy, protecting Utah's lands, waters, and future for people and nature. More at nature.org/Utah.